Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Queen of Deviants, and for my first audio post, I guess I've decided to do a questionnaire. I may have to split it into a couple of parts, because there will be people coming home soon, but I thought I could at least knock out as much as I can now before they show up. So, I'm doing a questionnaire that was posted a while ago by Howbie, so I guess I'll just go ahead and start. Question number one is, how much time do you spend surfing the web or browsing Reddit on average? Oh god. I think I spend way too much time, especially lately. I'm a chronic time waster. I'm really good at it, too, which is unfortunate. Oh god. This is probably undercutting it by a bit. A lot, maybe. But I'd say at least a couple of hours a day. Probably more. Surfing the web and Reddit and whatever. Everything. Okay, closer to three. Okay, so question number two is, what is your favorite website online? Currently, I'd have to say it's probably Reddit. also, Facebook. I check it all the time. I don't have any good reason to, but I do. Let's see, what else? News sites. I like New York Times. I don't know. I'll find a link and then I'll just get sucked down a rabbit hole somewhere, and before I know it, I've spent an hour looking up, I don't know, like, who designed bicycle pedals or something stupid like that. Okay, question number three. Around what age did you start using the internet? This is a tricky question. I don't exactly want to age myself too much. I'll say probably junior high, maybe? Might have been a little bit older, but I won't tell you what the internet was then, because you would probably laugh. Let's see. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? My laptop. It's probably the thing I use the most. Also, I use my iPad and my phone. Phone not so much, because I kill the battery on that. but usually just my laptop. Question number five is, have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA, and how did they react? No. I haven't told any friends or coworkers. I haven't told anybody. This is just for me. Which leads into question number six. If so, have you ever told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? No. Nope. I wouldn't say that I never would tell anybody, but at this point I don't want to. So yeah, no. Question seven is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. In my head, I'm really, really comfortable about it. In real life, not so much. particularly the making recordings part, which is why I'm doing a questionnaire first. I think it's pretty far out of my comfort zone, actually, which is why I'm doing it. I don't know, masturbating. I don't even know if I've openly masturbated in front of my husband without having a few drinks on me. In me, not on. That would be weird. Weird's not bad, it's just whatever. I think I'm becoming more comfortable about it the older I get, and the more I see that, you know, what is the point of having all these hang-ups? It really isn't helping me any. So, I'm getting there. We'll see. 8. If you care to share, what is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi, bicurious, heteroflexible, pansexual, etc. Etc. I'm not... Oh, I don't know. I guess I would identify as just hetero. I don't know. I thought I was bicurious for a while, but I don't know. It could just be that I didn't meet the right girl. I don't know. Yeah, hetero, but question mark. 9. How often or how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate? Thinking about sex at least every hour, I would think. Masturbating, not every day unless I'm super horny, and then sometimes multiple times a day. But I don't know, when I'm not super horny, probably 2-3 times a week. Ten. Who is your favorite submitter on GWA? And do you have more than one? Currently it's Entre Chat, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I love him. His voice is amazing. It's very soothing and arousing at the same time. It's an interesting mix, I think. Yeah, I think that's my answer for now. I'm always looking at others, or listening to others, so I'm sure I'll add to that list quickly. 11. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? Those are questions, not answers. Embarrassingly enough, I suppose, I've only had one. And it's my now husband. I met him in high school, so he can't really be attached to somebody much sooner than that, I suppose. I don't know, I think that's sort of a regret, is not playing the field more. Oh, and there's my cat. Oh, you feel left out, don't you? Oh, that's my Siamese. He's always got to talk to. Okay, where am I? Let's see. No, I already did 11. 12. Who is your number one celebrity crush? No, it's not Meow. Oh, jeez. I don't think I have one. I can't think of one. I'm sure I'll come up with one after I'm done with this, but I don't think I have one right now. 13. Do you drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite? Beer, wine, cocktail, straight liquor? I do like to drink, and I like to get drunk, which is probably not a good thing. Whoa, hey, you can't have that. That's my water. Dude. Ugh, go away. I usually drink beer, craft beer. I don't know, it's sort of a big thing where I am. But I will drink pretty much anything that is placed in front of me from somebody I know. I do like scotch. I like, yeah, ever since I went to Scotland and we had this whole whiskey tour and everything, I really like scotch. Smoky whiskeys, it's kind of odd for a girl. The guy that we were traveling with liked the totally, like, fruity floral whiskey, and I liked the Ardbeg, which is, like, pretty smoky. So that's kind of an odd tidbit about me. 14. What is your favorite food? Something you could never get tired of eating. Pastries. Any kind of pastry. Cakes, cookies, whatever. Not from bakeries, so I like homemade stuff. That's a problem for me. I'm trying not to tempt myself, because if I want something bad enough, I'll just bake it. And, yeah, I've baked things like every other day. It's just not a good thing to get into. Oh, let's see. 15. What is your favorite band? And let's see. Edit. If you have a hard time with this question, what was the last song you listened to? I don't know that I have a favorite band, but the last song I listened to was Just Like Honey by Jesus and Mary Chain. Just thinking of, it's like the end song in the movie Lost in Translation. I was just sort of lost in my own thoughts with that today. 16. What color are your eyes and hair? I have brown eyes and brown hair. It's fairly boring. What color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? Probably any other color but mine. I've always been fascinated by blue eyes. There's a particular shade of blue also that sort of just strikes me. I can't even really describe it. It's just, I don't know, it's sort of magical. Blue eyes and blonde hair have always gotten me, but I like pretty much everything. I mean, my husband has brown eyes and brown hair, and I love him. So, I think everybody wants a little bit of what they don't have. That could be it. 17. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoon, evening, late night? Oh boy, he's back. Pretty much whenever I'm horny and other people in the house are occupied and I have some alone time. Lately that's been in the morning after everybody goes to work and school and whatnot. Although when my husband is out of town, it's probably late night, I would say. Sometimes the afternoon, if I'm here by myself, which is pretty rare, unless I skip out of work early just to do that, which has happened. So it should be an odd thing, but unfortunately for me, it's not. 18. Are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? And does it depend on your partner? Well, I've only got one partner, so I don't know about that. I don't know. I'd probably switch. It depends on my mood. I don't know. Switch, I guess, would be the most accurate answer. Do I have any hobbies? This is question 19. Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Probably. I really like genealogy. Every time I say it, I just think, oh god, it's such an old lady hobby. But, yeah, I like genealogy. I like history. Oh, I like reading science journals. Like, outside my own field of science. I particularly like forensic science journals. I've always been fascinated by forensics. Never had the luck to actually get into the field myself, but I kind of enjoy it from afar. I also like sewing. I make Halloween costumes every year for my son. If I had had a daughter, I would have sewn her dresses all the time, but you can't really do that with a boy that doesn't want dresses. So I have to make do with capes and jumpsuits and Halloween stuff. So, and pajamas, which I've been working on for like 6 months, and he's been really nagging me about those. I'm slow. I need to finish those before he grows out of the pattern. Oh, God. Okay, 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? And would you use it for good, evil, or a little bit of both? I would be... Oh, God. I only have to pick one. I'd probably be invisible. And just stalk people, I guess. Super creepy. But, yeah. Or if I could teleport, like if I was thinking of somebody and wondering what they're doing, if I could just teleport to where they are and be invisible, that would be pretty amazing. I don't think that would be used for good. I wouldn't really classify it as evil, really. I mean, other than it's suiting my own demented, you know, pleasures, but it is what it is. let's see. Bonus questions. God, do I want to do bonus questions? Yeah, what the hell? When listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Well, yeah, who doesn't? Yeah. You know, and it's not even very specific. I just get, like, sort of generalities. Like, if I really try and picture what their face looks like up close, I can't. But I can usually get, like, build and eye color. No, not even. Well, sometimes eye color. Not always. Hair color, yeah. It's weird. It's pretty vague, actually. Second bonus question is, have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex, and how did that go? Yes and yes. Caught masturbating by my mother-in-law. I think she thought I was just taking a nap because I was covered up all the way up to my chin. But she had picked up my son, and I had forgotten that they were going to stop back at the house, and I thought I had the house to myself, and Jesus, fuck, that was awful. They wouldn't leave soon enough. I'm just like, get out, get out, get out, without actually saying get out. Oh God, that was awful. Having sex. Oh yeah. I was 16 and having sex with my boyfriend, now husband, in my bedroom. Legs over his shoulders, too. Even better. And realized that I'd forgotten to lock my bedroom door as I heard my father coming down the hallway calling my name. I'm like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. And of course he opens the door and sees everything that's going on. And I was so flustered, I didn't know what to do. And so I froze, except I'm looking at my dad over my boyfriend's shoulder. So I waved over his shoulder and said, "Hi, Dad." Holy shit, that was bad. Anyway, it ended up being fine. Like, I apologized to my dad later, and he said, "Oh, that's okay. If I was your age, I'd be doing the same thing." And that was awkward all by itself. But yeah, I think that's the only two times I've been caught doing something naughty. And the last bonus question is, have you ever heard someone on GWA you could swear that you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? I don't think I have, but I've always had it in the back of my head that, God, wouldn't that be something if, you know, somebody I was just being really filthy with online turned out to be somebody I know in, you know, like a professor or, you know, like a friend of a friend or something. That would just be absolutely mortifying. I really hope that never happens. Really hope that never happens. Okay, so those are all of the questions. I'm not sure if I should go back and listen to myself yammer on and on and on, but at least I'm getting a little bit more used to recording myself. So hopefully there will be more that will be probably sexier. I mean, that's sort of the point, right? Anyway, I think that's about it.